This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the 30th anniversary of Pier 39's Sea Lions this weekend. Come see 30 hand-painted sea lions, their statues, and join a sea lion discovery walk. Visit pier39.com for all the details. We looked at the painted.
So beautiful.
Yeah, they're works of art.
And I went to the to their website, Pier 39, and it says, 30 local artists to paint six feet tall. That can't be 6 feet. It must be 6 inches.
Six
foot tall sea lion statues. They just look so beautiful.
They're gorgeous. Each one's different.
I want to go and do some pictures and stuff.
Ashley's little voice is so cute. Is
her mic
on? Is that mic on over
there? No.
No, she just has a loud voice.
Yeah.
Look how sweet she's being on the phone. Thank you for calling. You're calling number 5.
Aww.
Thank you for calling. You're calling number 6. Sounds like she's got
That's
a winner.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. You know? Acknowledge that there's someone on the phone
she's
with you.
A nice lady.
She yeah, is.
She's got nice shoes, too.
Oh
yeah, what's she wearing
what's
for
she
shoes?
Wearing?
She's got Vans high tops on like I'm sporting
oh,
here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Except she went for the mustard yellow, which I like a lot. They look great.
They do look good.
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Held a 2.5-hour meeting with Prince Harry yesterday to discuss Megxit.
Prince Charles and Prince Harry were there, and Meghan phoned in from Canada. They had her on speakerphone.
Uh-huh.
The upshot is they're going to make it work, whether the royal family likes it or not.
She didn't start quoting from Hamilton about how she will send a battalion to remind them of her love.
Send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love.
That wasn't her response.
That wasn't.
Oh,
well,
okay.
At least not that we know of.
Not publicly.
Would have been fantastic if she had. Can you imagine the Queen song and dancing it up?
Well, no.
Let me tell you how I feel about Megxit.
The royal family, actually Queen Elizabeth released her very own statement saying, "Today, my family had a very constructive discussion on the future of my grandson and his family. My family and I are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family, although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family. We respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family." She said there will be, quote, "a period of transition in which the Sussexes will spend time in Canada and the UK." Canada, by the way, is it a province? I don't know. It's under English.
Is that why they're picking up the bill?
Yeah. And they are picking up the bill. Justin
Canada
Trudeau
is?
Said, okay, we'll pay for the security. It'll be Canadian taxpayer money that pays for the security
that's
for these people.
Millions.
Mm-hmm.
"These are complex manners and matters for my family to resolve. And there is some more work to be done, but I have asked for final decisions to be reached in the coming days."
Diplomacy, what a trip. Mm. Wouldn't
you just love to hear what they really
think?
Well,
the first thing that would cross my mind if I'm Trudeau is I don't know how I got reelected, because that blackface thing seems to have torpedoed Oliver Peck. That guy got kicked off a tattoo show.
Yeah.
And I got to stay Prime Minister of Canada. Is
Good
that what they
job,
are?
Justin.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would absolutely be like, hell no, we're not spending money on protecting those people. Tell them no thanks.
You know, I wonder if there's some cachet to having them living there, and that they feel like
that's what I mean.
Part
diplomacy.
Of the royal family.
You'd have to understand what the value of that is, because to me, there's no value, and I'd say, nah.
It's like, have you seen the value of a Canadian quarter? Come on.
Well, and I wonder, do they change the motto or their visitors bureau? Canada's so great that even the Prince and Duchess left.
Right. And they're two smiling faces. We love it here. It's great. Canada.
More voiceover work for you, Megan.
Yeah, there you go. William and Harry also issued a statement together denying a tabloid report that Meg's it was caused by William bullying his younger brother. Mm. They said, for brothers who care so deeply about the issues surrounding mental health, they have deeper voices than the Queen. The use of inflammatory language in this way is offensive and potentially harmful.
Is that Harry's thing? Is mental?
Yeah, I think they both
health.
Have done. I don't know if that's their. They seem to have a lot of things.
It's yeah. real. There's a lot of young people now coming up who are doing great things to bring that to the front.
Yes.
And make that acceptable and help people understand there's nothing wrong with you. This is normal. You need to ask for help when you need it. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool because, you know, that telling someone who's having serious problems to get it together,
right.
snap out of it.
Buck up, buttercup.
It's like, wow, that's not, you just made a bad problem way worse.
I've been trying to snap
right,
out of it
right.
for a long time, believe me.
Turn that frown upside down.
Yeah.
There was this kid, a young pro surfer going through the winter season in Hawaii, and he's from Australia, and he's doing this whole mental resilience thing. And every time they went to the mic, he was talking about his charity and how he's trying to, as a pro athlete, there's many things they do to help them sort of stay with mental resilience and mm-hmm. traveling and the amount of time they're alone. And he does this camp where he helps people learn.
Coping mechanisms.
And that's exactly it. It's like the things that you, I guess, expect parents to teach kids because it's not done in school. But there's no question that not enough of that is done where you can help someone take a breath, recenter, whatever.
Why don't we address stuff
I don't
like
know,
that in school? I've often thought that things like mental health and coping mechanisms in general and things like living by yourself, here's what it looks like. Here's how to, you know, yeah, you see bank account stuff, I guess, in like your accounting class or whatever. But like it seems like, you know, going to a supermarket and showing how to read a label, and I don't know. It just seems like we trust parents to impart them. You know, I guess that's it.
And parents are so busy, and they have their
and
own issues.
And some parents suck.
And sure,
yeah,
you know,
some yes. kids suck.
Some kids. Oh my God. Most kids suck. Oh, kids. God. Except for you, listening right now. You're
yeah.
awesome.
And if you
obviously.
Need help, ask for it.
Yeah.
Right.
You see, that kid sucks. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle can still lay claim to the Sussex royal brand in England, but here in America, someone has just jumped on it. So I don't know if they're going to wind up having to buy this back or if it'll get yanked away, but there's a guy. So Sussex Royal, they actually trademarked that, believe it or not, in England so that they can use it to market things, I guess. I don't know what. They're saying
merchandise,
possible online sales on their recently launched site of the same name. Sussex Royal, which I think isn't Sussex Royal also their Instagram handle where they're like documenting their good works in the world. So whatever, they use that title. Mm-hmm. So here in America, some guy says his name's Joel Fogelson. He said, I filed for it online on digital platforms because it was available. I couldn't believe it. And I went,
That was what a lot of people did.
Squatting.
Who were smart enough, or I don't know if it's smart, but in the right place to know what was coming, this digital tsunami that was coming. And all the people who sat on Coca-Cola.com and all that other stuff,
right.
they're done.
Yep.
They've or continued to work. But either way, they made enough money selling that stuff.
Right. Probably coming up with the next one.
And even just not even necessarily name brands, because I think there have been some suits that have been won, like, that's my name. You can't squat on that, and it gets given back. But things like, you know, Esurance, or which I think somebody had to buy that off someone. You know, they would, or radio.com. I mean, you know, like somebody owns that.
Right.
And nobody can say that's mine. So they got to pay if they want it. They say if you have under 10 letters in a single word, .com, that it's worth at least $20,000.
It's gold.
Yeah.
It's gold. No question.
Any single word.
I don't know why, but even this late long into our computer lives, I still see a .net and think, oh, you couldn't get the .com.
Right.
Well, how dumb is that?
Totally dumb. There's
.tvs. It doesn't even matter.
You're right.
But
.dot everything. So anyway, this guy Joel, who knows? Who knows if they'll yank it away from him or if someone will actually pay him for it. Yeah, here's the Canadian taxpayers will pay the Prince Harry Meghan security bill. Justin Trudeau said, yep, that's who's going to do it.
So do they get to, they get some say in what these people do with their days then?
I don't know how that's going
to
work.
No, you won't be going to the grocery store. We don't have the people.
Right.
For that today.
Well, and I think that that's what these guys are aiming for. They, you know, they get that they're celebrities, but I think that they're trying to lead a more normal life. And I don't know how normal your life can be when your house is surrounded by Mounties, you know?
Right.
Who I assume that's who takes over. I mean, because that's fun to have horses around whatever palace they live in. Let's see. The family will be protected by the same specialist team of Royal Canadian Mounted Police that are currently guarding the Governor General, who represents the Queen in Canada. Security and its huge cost, considering that they want to be financially independent, is one of the issues. I guess that Trudeau privately assured Queen Elizabeth that would be covered.
How lame am I? I mean, I know I'm lame. So those of you saying super lame. Yeah, I know. I already know. The only visual I have to put with a county Mountie is Dudley Do-Right. I have no idea.
That's exactly when she said Mountie. Yeah. That's exactly where my head.
I giggled and I went. The only thing I have no real life experience with what a county Mountie actually looks like. I only know Dudley Do-Right, and I don't even know if he was one.
Was he a Canadian? Because I think a county Mountie is a different thing than a Canadian Mountie.
I don't even know.
And frankly, I wouldn't even know about the Mounties if it wasn't for Dudley Do-Right. Like, where else on earth have you ever heard that word?
I haven't. That's my point.
I'm going to say that's about the outfit.
It's the outfit?
The county Mountie.
Where they
have Dudley Do-Right.
They have the...
Yeah, they got the hat, the red jacket.
Yeah.
And the pants that flare out.
And the belt.
Is that real?
Uh-huh. Bringing in hot. With some boots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good look, guys. Sia is a dirty, dirty girl.
I don't believe it.
Believe it.
I don't believe it.
She said in an interview with GQ.
Sia the singer.
Sia the singer. Yep, the one who wears the wig over her face.
And she loves Survivor.
Yeah. She says she hit up Diplo for some casual, no-strings-attached sex. They collaborated on an album called LSD last year, and she thinks he's hot. She's 44. He's 41. She said, I wrote him a text. I said, hey, listen, you're like one of five people I'm sexually attracted to. And now that I've decided to be single for the rest of my life, and I just adopted a son. I don't have time for a relationship. If you're interested in some no-strings sex, hit me up. No word on whether he did.
He did.
You think he did or he didn't?
Yeah, he did. Okay, why not? Dudes want no-strings sex. Yeah, I'll bang you. Yeah, where are we going?
Just to say I banged Sia.
Sure, I guess. Although he hasn't said it, she's the one, but she
so
didn't
say
anything.
So many dirty things just crossed my mind.
What?
Well, the text back, I mean... Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where are you right now? How quickly can I get to you?
Let me get you a picture of what's
coming for you. I just had
stirrings.
Oh, that looks fine.
And then put a wig over it.
That's great. I can picture it now with this little black.
50-50 wig, no less.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Black and white.
Right.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's good times. I like that Sia said that. Fun. Mm-hmm. You know, she's like, I'm not partnering up. I got a kid. I don't have time for a relationship. You're hot. I don't want to bang that many people, but I want to bang you. Wanna? You don't? Great. No problem. It's fine.
Well, she must know that there's some flirtations between them, or she wouldn't have jumped out on that limb.
Right.
And they did it. And here's why.
Okay.
She would not have said publicly that she wrote that text if the end result of the story was going to be he said no.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
You would have just kept that to yourself.
I assume the interviewer asked. It doesn't say in this little blurb I have here. Because that would be my next question. So what did he write back?
Right.
So what happened?
But that's why I'm saying she would have buried that had that not.
Oh, if it worked out that he was like,
fruitful.
Nah, you're a cow. I'm not into you.
Oh.
Does Diplo have a girlfriend?
I don't think he has a girlfriend right now. He does have two kids by a woman, but they didn't marry.
Oh, by a woman. Wow.
oh, by a woman?
Oh. R. Kelly. Some random. R. Kelly's girlfriends are in the news today because they had an awesome fight. This has actually been in the news
for
a while.
They haven't sent in a SWAT team to rescue these girls yet.
One of them got out last week. And this is the video of her departing. It was an Instagram Live, it looked like, right? Weren't they sort of blurring the thing? It's just, this is, it's everything you want in a girl fight. There's yelling and swearing. There's beating of each other. There's other people stepping in. Unfortunately, you only get to see the beginning because the phone gets knocked out of the girl's hand. Asriel Clary and her family, I guess she just posted the first picture of their reunion together. Asriel's about to go into therapy, and you know she says that she's now starting to see the bad things that happened to her. The family's elated over her homecoming. They're committed to helping her recover from her years with R. Kelly. Asriel was 17 when she left to live with R. Kelly. She is now 22. She left to live with R. Kelly and his other girlfriend. I guess he has tons of those. I don't really know how the whole thing works, but it seems like he's got a whole harem. This chick, Jocelyn Savage. So when R. Kelly went to jail, it was just Jocelyn and Asriel living together. And they made appearances together, been out, and, you know, look, see, we're allowed to leave the apartment. It's like, yeah, because the guy's in jail. Mm-hmm. I think they even went to court together, and they were, you know, supposedly thick as thieves.
Yeah.
So basically, this fight happened as Asriel is getting her stuff and getting out of the apartment. So the phone's on the floor now, and the fight continues.
We're looking at the ceiling. You guys didn't tape video the good part. You
like dingbats? Screaming.
All right. Well, so it sounds like...
Okay.
You're sleeping with me as a minor.
Sleeping with me. She is now... The screaming girl, by the way, is Asriel.
Uh-huh.
The calmer female voice is Jocelyn, the one who's staying with R. Kelly. If you go back and listen to this on your own, you can hear the screaming girl saying, "You slept with me, you, Jocelyn, slept with me, Asriel, when I was a minor." That I don't know that she's saying that about R. Kelly, because she came to live with them when she was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying that chick, Jocelyn, had her.
Well, sometimes, I don't know the age of consent, but sometimes it's 16.
Well, I think that's Chicago. I think that's 18. You know what, though? You're right. Are there some states, actual states?
Well, it's...
Or is it 18 nationwide?
I don't know. I'm not one that could ever care.
Right.
Because that's not anything that I ever thought about.
Or have to worry about.
I mean, I thought about it when I was 16.
Sure.
Going out with 16-year-olds. But since then...
17 in Illinois.
There you go.
Oh, 17 in Illinois.
So that's sometimes...
Oh, so maybe she wasn't underage. Or maybe she came to live with them after this girl had already been at work on her.
At the end of the video, here's what happens. This girl says, "Where's my phone at? Where's my phone at?"
It's over here on the floor. It's over there on the floor taping the whole thing. "Where's my phone at?" The fourth night of Jeopardy, the greatest of all time.
How's that going?
Well, it's tonight. Fourth night is tonight. So it's two games. Ken Jennings, James Holzhauer has one win. Brad Ratter, unless he wins three in a row right here, he's really got no shot at it. There's $1 million prize for the winner of this Greatest of All Time, the GOAT series. This is a primetime thing, so this isn't happening on your 7 o'clock syndicated Jeopardy. This is happening on ABC at 8 p.m. Tonight is night 4. So Ken Jennings could shut it all down tonight.
Well, I hope he does.
Do you? I kind of want James Holzhauer to win.
Oh.
And I'd love to see that Brad Rutter get a win. That's embarrassing.
Well,
you know.
He made it that far. Not that embarrassing.
He has won the most money of anyone, $4 million or something.
Wow.
Even though those guys have had longer runs. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. I'll get you up to date on the debates. Technology has ruined us.
Of course it has.
And drinking.
Oh.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.